welcome to another Plug In America podcast. I'm your host, Kate Baker. Now, as the listeners may know, Plug In America is holding a benefit party on January 28th in San Francisco, and I'll be passing on all the exciting details about that at the end of this interview. But just to whet your interest, we would like to tell you that at that party, we're going to have California's very first plug-in electric hybrid school bus. And with us today are the men who will be bringing that very special vehicle to the benefit, Ramses Banda, marketing manager from the IC Bus Company, and Ralph Knight, director of transportation from the Napa Valley Unified School District. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ralph, let me start by asking you, how does it come about that your district has the very first of these buses? What inspired your district to invest in this new technology?
Well, we've kind of always been in the forefront of alternative fuels as far as vehicles are concerned. We have a fleet of natural gas buses, and we've experienced electric buses. And, you know, being part of an organization that was sitting around just kind of thinking about how we could have a plug-in hybrid bus, you know, that started about probably 5 years ago, the discussions of that, and materialized into what we have today to actually have a plug-in hybrid bus.
Well, let's compare this plug-in hybrid bus to one of those old-fashioned gas burners. To start with, Ramses, how does the purchase price of these compare?
Well, the purchase price of a plug-in hybrid electric bus is roughly comparable to buying a new bus. So if you actually have to put it in writing, if you're, I'm just going to use some regular numbers here. If you paid like $10 for your bus, you will be paying around $19 with the system included. So it's about 80 to 90% about the full cost of the bus. And obviously that depends on what school district you are and state laws and so on and so on.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the cost of operation? Ralph, what's the cost been like for the power to run this bus?
Well, the cost has been very good for us. Because of it being a plug-in hybrid bus, of course, you see better miles per gallon. A diesel-powered vehicle gets somewhere in the neighborhood of about 6 miles per gallon. The plug-in hybrid bus, we're seeing mileage get up as high as about 14.8 miles per gallon. So, you know, we've doubled our miles per gallon, and at the cost of diesel today, you know, that's a big operating cost right there for us to see a cost savings of that, you know, being able to double our mileage and something of that sort. You know, cost of maintenance is really roughly the same as far as a hybrid bus or a diesel bus, but the fuel savings is really where it's at.
I see. How long has your school system been driving this bus?
This is the third school year. We've had it in service for two full school years, and we started the third one here August of this year. So, you know, we've got quite a few miles under our belt now with the bus, and, you know, it's been a good experience. You know, it took a little bit to get it up and get it going and get things kind of dialed in, but once we zeroed in and got it going and got things, you know, set for the terrains and what we were doing with it here, it's done very, very well for us.
What kind of maintenance have you had to do over these 2 years, 2-3 years?
Well, really nothing other than, you know, oil changes and things like that that you would do on any other vehicle. As far as the hybrid system is concerned, it really, you know, has not caused us any other issues or cost factors because of it being a hybrid bus.
So in your experience, would you say that even though it cost more up front than a gas-burning bus, in the end it's come out to your economic advantage?
Well, that's true because the school districts have opportunities to be able to get some sort of funding, whether it be from a local air district or some federal funds, things of that sort out there to kind of help purchase that. And that's kind of where our bus was, is, you know, we had some EPA funds, we had some federal funds, and we had some local air district funds that really the purchase of this vehicle to the district itself was probably less than about $30,000. Of cost that actually came out of the district's pocket to purchase this bus, even though we were talking about a vehicle that was over a $200,000 vehicle. So, you know, there was ways for us to be able to pick up some funds to help the purchase, to help offset that higher cost because of it being a hybrid vehicle. So, you know, that's the nice part about it, is that in most cases, districts wouldn't have that opportunity to be able to go out and look at alternative fuel vehicles because of a cost factor to them.
Ramses, in the 2 years since the Napa Valley District got this bus, have any other school districts purchased them?
Yes, there are several districts in several states in the United States and also in Canada that have real electric buses. We have sold a number of them, and so far all of the districts that have reported their progress and their experience are very satisfied.
So if someone listening to this podcast is attached to a school system that would like to look into buying one of these electric buses, how do they go about it? How do they contact your company?
Well, you can go to www.icbus.com, and there's a number of resources that will allow anyone from a parent to a student to a fleet operator or to a school district to see what are the benefits, the characteristics, and the types of the hybrid electric vehicles that we have. And at the same time, you can also go, I believe it's americangreenschool.com. That's also a great website with resources that will provide you information on how to make your school district greener, and if a school bus, you know, with a hybrid electric power system, will allow you to even be more green than just doing the average effort that an individual can do.
So on these websites you're mentioning, is that where people would find out about the government incentives that could lower the cost of purchasing these buses?
Well, for that, you need to be a little bit more intuitive trying to find the information. You really need to go, just like Ralph Knight mentioned, you need to go to the California Air Resource Board, to the EPA, to the, in this particular case, it will be the California EPA, and see what funding is available and how can your district secure it. And it's information that is readily available, and it's in plain English. There's nothing complicated about it.
Uh-huh.
In fact, ICBUS has been promoting heavily the use of hybrid electric vehicles in California, and we have provided to our dealers information on how to secure funding and also how to help customers in securing funding so they can successfully get one of the hybrid electric buses that we have available.
Very useful. Okay. Now, I know, Ralph, you're going to be at this fundraising party on the 28th, yes?
Yes, we're bringing our nice, shiny new bus down there for people to see.
Well, all right. Will you be giving rides?
We can do that. I'm not quite sure exactly if that's what they were setting up to do. I know that we're trying to get set up to take care of lights and stuff like that so
mm-hmm.
people can tour inside the bus and things of that sort. So I'm not sure about the ride situation, but would be more than willing to let people have the experience of doing that. The bus, you know, the bus really functions different than a normal school bus. I mean, it has plenty of power, you know, plenty of get up and go. You know, engine is almost at an idle until you hit speeds of probably 35 or 40 miles an hour. So, you know, it's you know, the hybrid system does a very good job of getting the bus up and going, and that's where you're using your most fuel, is takeoff, you know, getting that mass up and moving and getting it rolling. And I think the plug-in vehicle really was just another step forward into getting the miles per gallon, because a non-plug-in vehicle, a self-sustaining vehicle, would not get the same amount of miles per gallon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll pick up maybe 2 to 3 miles per gallon better, maybe 4. But the plug-in version, just like the Prius and the Escape when they come out, you know, they're talking about seeing, you know, 100 miles per gallon with the Prius as a plug-in version. You know, you have more batteries on board with a plug-in version, but you're able to run higher speeds, longer time on the hybrid system and keep the engine at either an idle or an engine off position. So it gets you better miles per gallon.
Does your district plan to buy any more of these buses?
We do. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. And we're looking forward to the new step of this one. This was kind of phase one, but the engine off version, I think, is probably about a year away or so. So to get to a large vehicle like this that is actually an engine off type of vehicle, you know, I think that's a big step. Because, I mean, to have the engine entirely off so that you're saving more miles per gallon compared to still having it at an idle. And you're also, you know, less pollutants coming out the tailpipe, too, in an engine-off version.
Well, that's pretty exciting, Ralph and Ramses. I'd like to thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today.
Well, thank you very much, Ian. Thank you for the invite.
And let me just give some details to people listening to the podcast that might like to register for this party. It's going to be January 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 at the newly renovated offices of the sustainable architecture firm Gelfand Partners Architects in San Francisco. It's got two purposes. It's a benefit party, and this event is going to celebrate the launch of Plug-in America's new consumer resource guide called Charged Up and Ready to Roll. the definitive guide to plug-in electric vehicles. So join us at the party and get a free copy of this fabulous resource guide. The donation is $25, and you can register for this party online. This edition of the Plug-in America podcast was produced by Kate Baker and edited by Joseph Puentes, with music composed by Red Bennett. The Plug-in America podcast is supported by listeners like you. For more information, go to pluginamerica.org or email us at podcast@pluginamerica.org.